Sorry about that. I think we got cut off there again. Moving really fast out here on 287 on Wednesday morning. But I think we were talking about, the change of the seasons. Christmas time, right? Like, I enjoy Christmas time during the winter. The possibilities of a white Christmas. But you can't have that when you're on the beach, right? Let me know what you're thinking. Okay, we're in the Nissan Rogue, traveling down the Andrew Van podcast. If you want to tune in or call in, I think, you know, the other day, I thought I saw I had 4 followers. I was wrong. I only got 3. But I did see a few people, you can't tell who they are, listen to it as the podcast is getting, shared and distributed by Anchor. So it's a few different platforms I've never heard of before. I think I saw one that said Stitch. I'm not even sure what that is. I have no idea what I'm doing. But, so that's pretty cool. So far, we got 3 followers. That's all we got. That's all right. We're just doing it. We're doing what we do. Right, Andy? That's right. You have to start somewhere. That's the beginning. The beginning process. And then from there, you build. Right? Yep, absolutely. I agree 100%. So here's that green drop again. You guys getting a couple plugs. We're going to actually pass him. We're going to go into the left lane. Look out, everybody. He's almost upgrading his driving skills. Thanks, Andy. Thought it brought him. 1-888-944-DROP. Green drop. If you want to donate. Yeah, we're passing some people out here. Oh, the green drop guy just came behind me. I think he's following you. Maybe he's one of your followers. No, he's definitely not a follower on the podcast. Exit 59 on the Franklin Lake. Nothing much out here. Nothing much. But again, the leaves, you can see that they're starting to turn. That's what I love. I love that. I always want to start painting during this season. Great. Creativity just starts going. Got a big Schneider truck right here, all orange. On the right side, SchneiderJobs.com. Franklin Lake. What a beautiful fall. Feels like a fall day. Is it fall? Is it officially fall? I don't even know. I don't know either. I don't even know. I didn't even know what day it was today. I was so tired this morning. Passing a UPS truck. We're approaching. There's another sign for Morristown, Motown. We're passing exit 58, Oakland. We may have to try to get a guest on the show today. What do you think, Andy?
Sure. What are you thinking?
Well, I don't know. I love the Knicks. You know, maybe we can talk basketball a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, I love the Knicks. I love to sit in the front row sometimes. The energy in Madison Square Garden is phenomenal. Many celebrity that a lot of my friends, they love to go to the Knicks games. I think they're going to be pretty bad this year again, obviously, with the injury for Porzingis.
Yeah, they're, you know, but, you know, the good thing is that we got a lot of new blood in there, a lot of young talent. You know, the guy Knox, Knox was fantastic. Yeah, he was great. He was, had a great summer league. I didn't know that he was that good.
I didn't know either. Sometimes that's what happens when you put someone in a different environment. All of a sudden, Brooks Custom. I don't know what that truck is. BrooksCustom.com. Check it out. Sometimes you put someone in a different environment. All of a sudden, they start showing you something in themselves that they never knew they could do.
That's so true, Andy. So true. But maybe what we should do is invite Charles Barkley to come on the show, because he's a basketball analyst. He's his big personality.
Oh, of course. I think he's in the back seat. What's happening, guys? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
How you doing, Charles? I'm doing pretty good. I really like what you guys are doing on the show. I didn't subscribe to it, but I do listen to the show once in a while. I was on your show too.
Yeah, I remember you were on it, I think it was last week you were on the show.
Yes, I was. I was on it. But, you know, seriously, if you want to talk about the Knicks, I think that's going to be a waste of time. Because the Knicks is just terrible with a capital T.
Yes, they are terrible, right? Well, you don't know that they're going to be terrible.
I know they're going to be terrible.
But again, you don't know because we got a lot of new pieces, a lot of moving pieces. I know Porzingis is not going to be, but you never know. He may come back halfway through the season. You never know.
That boy, if they have him come back, I swear to God, they should just fire everybody in the organization, even the water boy.
But, yes, I know, because you're scared of him getting injured, but we need that guy. We need, for him to sit out a whole year, is that good? I mean,
the guy's young right now. He got a hero. Listen, he come back and he blow another knee, his career is over.
God, Charles, what are you doing to me here? You know, this is terrible. I don't want to, you're bringing me down here, pal. You get me scared. And now I don't want to see him for like 2 years.
Well, we don't want that. Well, I understand what Charles is trying to say. You have to be very careful, especially when a guy is so elongated like that. What is he, like seven, eight feet tall?
No, he's about 7. I think Porzingis is about 7'3". His wingspan is about 20 feet. His shoe size gotta be like 2 feet. He look like he got skis on when he be playing.
He is the unicorn. Isn't that what Durant called him?
He did. He's definitely a special player, and I like the kid a lot. I think he gotta get stronger though down low. I don't think he should be lifting that amount of weight because he's going to slow down. If you look at Kevin Durant, that boy looked like a stick figure, but he's still strong. He just won 2 titles in a row. He pulls in just skinny.
I agree. I agree with you 100%. I don't think he should be packing on the weight at all. And, you know, we're approaching exit 55 here on 287. Traffic is moving very quickly. It's a Jewish holiday, so who knows? There may not be any traffic today. There may not be anything, but Parsippany, always. Even during the summertime, when school was out, there was always a buildup down there, all right? Maybe we could see some danglers. You know what I'm talking about? The people that hang
the cigarette out the window. They act like they're really cool or something like that. I think that's terrible, really.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, here we go. We have a truck here. JK. JK, what is this? Seamless Gutter Supply.
Seamless Gutter Supply. 201 Gutters.
Yeah, JK, Seamless Gutter Supply.
I may have to call that guy because I got a gutter problem in my house. I got all the leads, the old school gutters, but I swear to God, I'm going to call him.
And we got a Cenzari truck. Looks like a, what is this? Heavy construction passing us by. Yeah, I forgot. What were we just talking about?
I thought you was talking about Porzingis.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about, you said that he looks like he's skiing.
Really does. He's a freak of nature because you never see a guy that's 6'7", 7'3" and move like he do. There's something going on in Latvia. Really, all of a sudden, he put Latvia on the map. All of a sudden, everybody from Latvia know how to play basketball.
That's true. That is very true. A lot of Latvians are starting to come out here and play some ball. But, no, Charles, thank you. Thank you so much for your input on the Knicks. I appreciate it. I love you, man. I think that what you did with your career was fantastic.
Well, thank you very much. Why don't you tell Shaq that? You know, Shaq is always busting my onions on the show, saying he got more rings than me. But he was always riding on everybody's coattail. I had nobody on my team, and no disrespect to all those fellas. I love them to death, but I tell you the truth, they suck.
They do. I don't think they're going to like that. I don't think so either. But thank you, Chuck. That was Charles Barkley, everybody. Again, we're on 287 traveling down. It's pretty dead today. I don't know if we're going to get many advertisers out here today on the podcast, but we're cruising. We're cruising, we're talking. I'm sitting here with Andy Garcia. Charles Barkley was just here, and we're having a good time. There's no build up here. Morristown's 15 miles away, and it's moving fast on both sides. It's a Jewish holiday. Oh, that's good coffee. What is it? Yom Kippur? Is that what it is today? I gotta read up on my Jewish holidays. But wow, look at the trees. The leaves are turning. It is gonna happen. Here comes the cold weather soon before you know it. Which is cool, right? I think I'm gonna get a new jacket. Something, a new coat. I'm gonna get a nice new coat. I don't know. What do you think? Leather? What do you think? Leather, Andy? Perhaps you'll get a nice leather coat. What are you gonna get? Like, hey, you don't wanna get one of those trench coats. No, I can't. I mean, I would love to get a trench coat, a big black leather trench coat, right? My buddy has one of those. But his wife got rid of it because she said he looked like a gangster. Like he wanted to kill somebody. Oh, I can't believe it. Why else would you have a black leather trench coat unless you're Samuel Jackson? Right, yeah, I got it. Unless you're hiding like a rifle in there or something. Exactly. It's about to go look. Maybe you should get a smaller one. One up to the past the hips and not a trench coat. Something rustic brown. Yeah, you know what? I was thinking the same thing. A nice leather, brown, rustic, beat-up leather. I don't know. I got to find out. Something that, I don't know. We'll see. I'm gonna do some investigating on that. Or, I don't know. We gotta go out. We got to go. You got to help me with that. I can't help you. You should bring a lady with you. Bring your wife with you. Maybe she can. She doesn't really like my style. She's going to get me, she'll probably tell me to just get a peacoat or something like that. Oh, peacoats are nice too. Nah, I know, but I've had one. I want to get something different here. It is flying. We are flying. There's no people watching here on 287 today. It's 7:35 in the morning. Yesterday we had a guest on the show, a live guest that called in, and it was interesting. Definitely interesting. He was keeping the conversation moving. We had a few different topics that we were talking about. And so if you feel like you want to call in, please do. Please do. And I'm talking to you, three followers. If you want to call in, okay, you can call in. You know that we're on the road right now. You know me and Andy Garcia are on the road. And we got a little buildup over here, Andy. I see it. No red light. Wait, I see a couple of red lights. 1, 2, 3. And you know where the red lights mean. Yes. Red lights mean limit eyeballs. Oh, Chuck, you came back. Well, hold on a second. Someone just almost cut me off here. But, we're slowing down now to 20 miles an hour here. We got 20 miles an hour. Slowing down. Boom. Nothing. Nobody's using this for their advantage, for their business right now. Showing off their company, their brand. I swear to God, if I had a business out here, I'd have somebody driving around advertising the company with their logo or whatever. I keep saying it every day. We're approaching exit 47. Yep, 47 Montville, Lincoln Park. It's in 1 mile. So, sorry, just took a sip of the coffee. So, tell me, Andy, what else is going on?
Oh, nothing much. Just, going, I was working all day yesterday in my new movie.
Oh, that's right, Cocoon Part 2, right?
Yes, we have an interesting crew, I gotta tell you right now, an interesting crew, and it's going to be a beautiful movie, a beautiful story, where, people are going to be fulfilled with inspiration and motivation and comedy at the same time. I think, the people that are approaching my age, they're going to really feel rejuvenated, realize that life is what you make it, and it's not about your age, it's about your mind thought.
Well, I mean, is that true? It's not about your age?
Yes, that's what I just said.
But like, when you're saying it's not about your age,
right?
We all get old. Like, I'm starting to get gray hair on the side of my head. You know, it's gonna happen pretty soon. I'm gonna look like Leslie Nielsen from Naked Gun.
Well, you can also dye your hair.
I don't think I want to do that. I don't know if I want to do that. I'm not a dyer. And
You have good skin already, so you don't have to worry about your skin.
Yeah, but that's all part of the life, right? I mean, we all get old. And we eventually pass. I don't mean to get morbid, but why are we running from that? You know, is that?
Why are you trying to kill my movie?
I'm sorry. I was just trying to talk because we do have an audience here.
You have three followers. Three. One, two, three.
We have Takasatani's Home Improvements on the right. I don't know what, that was a terrible sign. You can't even read the name. Wow, that was bad. What is going on out here? It's a nice pace right now. We're going around 40 miles an hour on 287. Speed limit 65 and we're going 40. Approaching exit 45. Got a co-worker, friend, John Weber. I believe he lives here, exit 45. So big shout out to John Weber. He's in biz dev over at Trajectory. And we may be hitting the parking lot. We may be hitting the parking lot, and there's a FedEx truck. There's a FedEx truck. I see nothing else going on. Nothing else going on. There's a car. For sale. Someone's writing it on their window. For sale. A 2018 Beamer. Look at that. It's like a little sporty Beamer. Cute car. That's for John Weber. I know he likes that car. 914-755-4237. Tinted windows. Look at that, huh? Look at that. Exit 45. Boom. Yep. Good old Boom.
Good old Boom. But anyway, I'm trying to talk about my movie, and what you did was try to, I don't know if you did it on purpose, but I understand you have this fear of getting older. But you have...
No, I don't have a fear of getting older. I'm saying, you know, it's part of life. You got to go with the flow. You got to try to stay in shape as best as you can. Try to take care of yourself. Be healthy. I'm trying to eat better. I'm trying to stay healthy. You know, but let's embrace it. That's all I'm saying. Everybody's, you know, you get so scared of it. Everybody's going through this midlife crisis. Oh, let me get a tattoo. Oh, I got to do this. Oh, my God, I'm getting it. What, it is what it is. Everybody gets older. Everything on this planet gets older. So what? Are you still doing what you want to do? Are you still going after your dreams?
Okay. I was talking about my movie, Cocoon. And if you're trying to inspire people... I'm saying, why don't you tell them that the movie's going to be good and they should check out the movie, okay?
And here's a truck here, landscaping, Cashman. Cashman, landscaping, Cashman. I knew a guy named Cashman. It's a different story.
Why don't you tell us about it?
Nah, I don't want to talk about that, really. It's, it's a business thing.
Well, no kidding with the last name, Cashman.
Yeah. Anyway, we are crawling right now. It is around, we're at 30 miles an hour, 287. We're approaching my old exit. I used to get off here in Parsippany. It's coming up soon, exit 42.
Oh my God, that's good coffee. I think you're using your thermos.
No, that's a Yeti.
I know, but you always call it a thermos, and I found that very humorous that you continue to call it. Now you're calling it a Yeti, Mr. All Fancy Schmancy.
No, I'm sorry, you're right. I'm pretending. My friend Kenny Rivera, he's the other follower from Texas. He I gotta have these guys on the show too. He told me about the Yeti. I heard of the Yeti, but whatever, you know. Come on, I'm an '80s kid, '90s, right?
Right, right.
We are entering Parsippany area right now, and so far nothing. That's a beautiful car behind us. I can't tell what that is, but it's moving. Nothing much, not much activity out here. We got a nice little slow grooving pace here on a Wednesday, Jewish holiday. Not much traffic, not much activity out here. There's not much people watching we can do because, you know, I can't see anybody. Everybody's driving too fast. So
you don't have your little drive like a lady, drive like a little old lady. Opportunity, right?
Don? Is that you?
Yes, it is. I've been shitting here the whole time.
Well, thanks, Will. How come you didn't say anything?
Well, you guys were talking so much, I didn't see my opportunity. You know, I don't have to be, you know, all in the game all the time. I can be an observer, okay?
Well, that's great. Thank you so much, Don, for joining the show so late. Yeah, there's not much of an opportunity to drive like a little old lady because there's not much, not many vehicles out here. I mean, there is some traffic. Again, you can really advertise your company out here. You should always be cruising around here in the morning, especially if you got local business. Local business should be doing this all morning long out here. Get out, I'd be going up and down 287. With my car in the morning, drinking coffee, coffee after coffee. I mean, you should hire someone to do that. Look, here's a little station wagon. Let's see what they got on the back of their car. Oh, they're promoting State Farm. So maybe that guy's a State Farm agent, right? And he's just driving around with State Farm on it. Yep. Aaron Mizzarelli, 973-389-9999. Looks like she is, I thought she was gonna get off on exit 42. But no, she's driving a Toyota, and she looks like she works for State Farm. She's advertising her little business all over her car. Good for you, Aaron. You are smart. I think you're listening to the show. Good for you. Look at that. State Farm, Aaron Mizzarelli. Mizzarelli. Is that a .com on there, too? Yep, she's got a website, AaronMizzarelli.com. Good for you, Aaron. I see you. I see you focused on the road. Hello, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. You're very smart. You're very smart people. Okay?
Yeah, we're cruising. We are cruising. We are passing exit 41. There's another Morristown sign. We're headed into Motown, baby. It's 7:45. We're doing great time today. I'll be there nice and early. Probably be at work about an hour early. I got like 15 minutes left. And we're cruising. We're trying to get down to exit 35.
You see what I see?
Yeah, I see some red lights. Red lights. I think Erin's gonna like this. She's gonna catch up to Aaron Mizzarelli is gonna catch up to all these red lights and be promoting her business. So smart. I mean, and she had the graphics all over the car. Did you see that?
I did see that. I wonder if that was it. State Farm that said all of our agents have to do that, or if that was Aaron Mizzarelli. You know what? I agree. I don't know. I have no idea, but good for her.
You know what? I'm going to reach out to Aaron.
What do you mean?
I'm going to reach out to her. I'm going to tell her that we're promoting her business, and if she wants to become a follower. I'm looking for followers, Andy. Maybe you could help me, too. Maybe you could, like, you know, call up Aaron. You know, we're sitting here all the time promoting your business. I love you and everything. We're promoting your movie all the time, but, you know, we got to promote Banjo Man.
I told you what to do with it already.
Guys, okay? I'm so tired of hearing you guys go back and forth, okay?
I'm sorry, Don, but we're like family here.
Yes, Donald. Why don't you go back onto Twitter, okay?
Jesus, guys, take it easy.
No, you guys take it easy, okay? I'm trying to take a nap back here.
Anyway, we are definitely, I don't think there's gonna be any more traffic out here. I think we really hit the little bumps in the road on 287 in terms of where the traffic buildup is. And again, it's the Jewish holiday. and we're hitting Dover. Yeah, we're passing Dover, exit 39, going about 60 miles an hour, and I don't know. This is good. It's a good conversation. I thank you guys for joining me on this ride. It can get lonely at times, I'll tell you. But here we go. Masterson Pools and Spas. MastersonPoolsandSpas.com. Check them out if you need a pool or a spa. But it's always fun. Always fun out here on the Dan Jovan podcast. And let's do it again. Maybe we'll do it in the afternoon. Who knows? Maybe. Oh, Route 10. I was talking to somebody last night about Route 10 that works over at Novartis. We're going to try to meet up and talk shop. Exit 37 is approaching Springfield. But thank you. And you guys have a great Wednesday. And stay tuned for more Dan Jovan. Talk to you tomorrow.